meltdown mode when I'm fasting most of the time. I have all this energy and clarity, and I'm like, this is the best day ever. And there are other times that my staff calls meltdown mode. They can see it in my eyes. I start staring in space. I'm so tired. I have no energy. My staff starts laughing at me because I sometimes can't complete my thoughts or things I say don't make sense. They will ask if I need coconut water from Whole Foods or what they can do to help. When you're extremely tired during the fast, there are several reasons. Number one, electrolyte and mineral deficiency. You need to have balanced electrolytes. When your kidneys detect that you have a lot less insulin in your body, it flushes water out. You can tell when you fast that you pee a lot because it flushes you out. If you drink too much water, your electrolytes will be unbalanced. So the first thing I will do if I'm being extraordinarily strict is to put some salt in my water if I'm sodium deficient. I will also take these noon hydration capsules. They do have 15 calories and some of them have around 2 grams of sugar, but they have a ton of minerals and electrolytes. Your kidneys excrete minerals from your body to make sure you have the right balance. So you want to make sure you have the right potassium. Whenever I have my meltdowns, I know my potassium is low. When I take potassium and iron, I feel like a new person. Another tip is right before I start my fast, I like to eat foods that are high in potassium, like avocados and potatoes. The 7 major electrolytes in your body are sodium, chloride, potassium, magnesium, calcium, phosphate, and bicarbonate. The 3 most important being sodium, magnesium, and potassium. So taking an electrolyte tablet when you're fasting is important because when I get in complete and utter meltdown mode and take an electrolyte tablet, it really helps me. The thing that helps me the most is 1 tablespoon of pickle juice. If I'm about to quit, I take a tablespoon of pickle juice and I'm like a new woman. 2, lack of movement. When you're tired and you don't feel good, you just want to lay down, but that's not going to make you feel better. What will make you feel better is to go for a walk, especially in the middle of the day when I'm in meltdown mode. And going for a walk and getting vitamin D from the sun is the best thing for me. Have you ever gone to the gym, tired, and when you leave, you actually have more energy? Crazy how it works. Fuel transition. When you start fasting, it takes your body a while to go from burning sugar to fat. Your body has to adapt to burning fat instead of glycogen for fuel. You want your body to be using its reserved fat for fuel. When your body is in the transition from one fuel source to the other, you get really tired. Once you tap out of your sugar reserves and start using your fat for fuel, that's when you have more energy and clarity and are more alert. It's the transition time for me that can be rough. For me, I know that day 2 and day 3 of my fast are very difficult because if you think about it, hundreds of thousands of calories of fat just sitting there on your body. Say you give your body 2,000 calories per day. And the best analogy I can think of is from a show I saw last night where they were serving beer kegs. And when one keg was emptied or tapped out, they had to switch to a new keg and serve that. So when your sugar taps out, your body moves to your fat keg, but it takes a little time to switch out the kegs and transition.